Choose Your Door, July 25, 2021, by Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. We have door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. There are two federal citizenships currently available, and they are territorial citizenship and municipal citizenships. These are foreign citizenships and they always have been, ever since the federal constitutions have been adopted. There once was, prior to 1860, and potentially still is a third kind of federal citizenship possible, but until the Reconstruction is finished and the Federal Republic restored, there are only the two kinds of federal citizenship described herein. There is one American citizenship available - American state citizenship. This is the political status that is natural to us, and which we have declared and recorded as persons owed every jot of every constitutional guarantee. So, which one are you? If you are a territorial citizen, known as a U.S. citizen, you are subject to territorial law and you need to join your district assembly. This includes all members of the U.S. military and their dependents, until such time as they resign their commissions and officially return home to civilian life. If you are a municipal citizen of the United States, you are subject to municipal law, and you need to join your municipal district assembly. This includes all members of the federal civil service and their dependents. If you are a plain old American with no ties to the federal government, you need to join your state assembly. Go to www.theamericanstatesassembly.net and get it going. It's really that simple. Know who you are, and act accordingly, but be prepared, our American assemblies don't operate as corporations and they don't have a top-down structure with a CEO at the top of a pyramid. American state assemblies operate using a multiple committee structure to get things done, and the assembly chairman is a spokesperson, not a CEO. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.